Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 14th day of April, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Plandemic Update. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cymru am byth. Callers are welcome, of course, at all times. We do ask that you maintain proper decorum and proper language, as we have a mixed audience. And also, if there are other callers on the line at the same time, be careful not to walk over each other. Our website is pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. A lot of information I keep up there, especially as things are progressing with this plandemic, as it's starting to fall apart, even with all the power of the Antichrist forces to try to keep it going, the truth is getting out there and people are starting to wake up to the fact that this is 100% fraud. Okay, but it's worse than that. This is criminal. A young doctor in St. Louis is upset. He's drawn the line. He said he can't keep his mouth shut anymore. He put out an excellent video a few days ago where he said that because he's speaking the truth, he'll probably have the IRS on him, the licensing board for his medical license, etc., etc., etc. The Antichrist forces will put their pressure on him for speaking out. But isn't that exactly what we're told? Okay, if you're going to be a truth teller, if you're going to follow Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, you should expect persecution. Okay, the world hates truth tellers. Okay, as Taylor Caldwell said, the world adores its betrayers and it murders its saviors. Yeah. Mankind adores their traitors and murders their saviors. It's an irony of this strange world that we live in, this prison planet, so to speak. So, anyway, go to PastorDan.net as often as you can. Check my schedule, because just like tonight, this is not a normal night for me, but I've been on the road for 2 months, almost exactly 2 months. And a lot was accomplished. And I don't think it's by accident that my father sent me on the road to assist family in some very, very touchy circumstances while I was gone. Some of them were even on the border of being dangerous to our myself and my brother. And in the end, though, I see Father's hand on both what we were trying to accomplish a long way from here. And at the same time, all this nonsense was going on. I got to see how people in like Maryland and Virginia and then down through the Carolinas and Georgia, how all of them were acting. I even got to meet some people who were wide awake, some young people in a different state. So, but now, after 2 months being on the road, I'm finally back in my home setting with my own equipment and everything else. Hopefully the audio quality is better. And of course I have more resources available to me. But tonight, I mostly wanted to get on because I'd received some mail from some of our listeners asking why I had been silent and wanted me to get back on the air for encouragement. I was honored that they feel that way, that my message is one of encouragement, because ultimately it is, because you and I only have one Savior, folks. Isaiah 33:22, one of the few verses I have memorized, because it sums up everything. He is our King, our lawgiver, and our judge. That's all three branches of government, isn't it? It's all wrapped up into him. He's the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. And the last part of that verse, he will be our Savior. It is amazing to me, everybody's running around on both sides of the aisle over this issue with this plandemic. It is planned, by the way. There is no pandemic. It's a lie. But very few people are pointing out the fact that all of this is because we've walked away from the leadership of our Heavenly Father. We turned our backs on him. We allowed a tribal group to come in under the guise that they're God's chosen people and completely dismantle our Christian constitutional republic. Literally dismantled it. Piece by piece, bit by bit, exactly as the Arian Christ warned us they would when in the book of Luke he said, "Beware the leaven of the Pharisees," identified by their hypocrisy. Every one of these faces of these draconian monsters that have been loosed upon us all in the name of public safety when it's a joke. These people don't care about our safety, not even a shred. And yet, this is the final push. This is the scripture where our Father told us that he would put a hook in their jaw and pull them forth. What's that? That's a biblical way of saying what? He's going to cause the Antichrist forces to jump the gun. For those folks out there that were in track and field and sports when they were younger, you know what I mean by jumping the gun. If you ever noticed in the Olympics, especially in the races, like the 400 meter and the 100 meter, etc., they start the race by a gentleman shooting off a blank in a pistol. That's called the gun. That's the starting gun. If you jump the gun, it means you started before your appointed time. That's where the saying, you jump the gun, comes from, meaning you jumped ahead of time. The Antichrist forces have jumped ahead of time. If they had kept this gradualism up, because we've been under this gradual takeover for quite some time, folks. This isn't overnight. They've been stripping away our rights. They've been stripping away our humanity. They've been stripping away our good food, our clean air, our clean water, our property rights, all of it. They've been doing that for a long time, but they did it very gradually. And they always back it up with a fake, false premise. Always. None of the premises for any of the changes that were made in our history was it done for a legitimate purpose. None of it. No act of so-called terrorism, no bullet fired around the world, shot heard around the world. None of it was by accident. None of it was natural. Every bit of it is staged. As one of the creatures that walked amongst us, Roosevelt, another Talmudic Bolshevik amongst us, as he was known to have said, if there's nothing in politics that happens by accident, if it happens, it was meant to be. It was planned. So, our Heavenly Father says that he will pour out his Spirit. It's in Acts chapter 2, verse 17. I'll go ahead and read it. It will be in the last days, says Yahweh God. that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. We don't know if that means all of mankind, though there is some evidence that all of mankind is all of a sudden starting to wake up about these creatures called Jews. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters, now he's talking about you and me, his peculiar people, his set apart, separate people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old timers, like me, will dream dreams. And boy, I'm going to tell you, every night it seems like it's one dream after the other. So the whole world is now awakening while the Antichrist forces are behind this so-called plandemic. It's not a pandemic, folks. Even by their own numbers, it does not match the description of a pandemic. Are you aware of that? So when Trump, this administration, Fauci, Burke, or any of these other charlatans and quacks get up in front of that tube and look you in the eye, vicariously, of course, and tell you that you have a problem, or and they refer to this thing as a pandemic, they are liars. Okay? They're liars. Every one of them is a liar. There is no pandemic, even with their own numbers, which are fake, by the way. And that's coming from many, many, many medical sources. Whistleblowers. Of course, if you're watching the flat screen bring you the mainstream media and government and mainstream this and that, you're never going to hear about the whistleblowers. You have to go digging for that. But if you do a little bit of digging, there are lots of brave men and women who are speaking out about this. There is no pandemic. Never was one. It's all kabuki theater. All to get you to sit on your ass and allow the Antichrist forces to finish the job of taking us into 100% New World Order with the Antichrist forces in charge. And who are the Antichrist forces that want to be in charge? The Jews. Now you say, Dan, well, why do you say such a thing? Are you anti-Jewish? Well, if I'm telling you the truth, what the hell do you care? I don't really care about Jews one way or the other. I just want them to leave our world because they're miscreants. They have no morality. They are pure psychopaths as a race. So the world is starting to wake up to the fact that this pandemic was planned by Talmudic Jews. It's been promoted by Talmudic Jews like Soros, Bloomberg, Cuomo, who's a Talmudic Jew. I don't care if he calls himself Italian or like Pelosi says she's Catholic. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. They're Jews. And we're talking racial. Most of them are atheists, and they don't even practice the Talmudic form of Judaism, which is Antichrist. So whether they follow the Talmud specifically, or they're atheistic Jews, they're still Jews hiding behind calling themselves Caucasian and also saying that they're either Catholic or some other denomination, whatever. That's a ruse. That's just as much of a ruse and a lie as this whole pandemic. So here's the world now. Yahweh said, I'm going to pour out my spirit. What's that mean, his spirit? That little voice that's starting to tickle people's conscience, those that have a conscience. Now, psychopaths do not have a conscience. They're aliens. That's how they can get in front of that camera night after night after night till it's almost nauseating with this hokey BS story of this so-called pandemic. There is no pandemic. The pandemic is stupidity. And yes, Americans, the people living in this North American continent anyway, most of them are not truly American. They're aliens, invaders, etc. But most of the people walking the dirt called North America are dumber than a box of rocks. And they have no faith at all. They have no faith in their own judgment. They have no faith in their empirical evidence staring them in the face. They have no faith in any kind of leadership. They have no faith in intelligence and rational thinking. And they sure as hell have no faith in Yahweh Yahshua. And that's why the Christ said, "Will I find faith on the earth when I return?" Answer, damn little. Because our people worship an idol. In fact, they have a whole host of idols. They're just like our ancestors when they fell into paganism and idol worship. We make fun of the Israelites of old and the fact it was so easy for them to be led astray. Take a look around you, folks. Your people have the flat screen on day in and day out. I've noticed people that watch television, they're hopeless. They're hopeless. Even people I truly love and care about and people that I'm close to, when that damn television's on, the common sense goes right out the window. You've got to get them to shut the damn thing off before you can even have a reasonable conversation with them. Because it's mind-numbing, the propaganda and the hypnotism that is practiced by the people on the flat screens. So that's their first idol, the flat screens, which is whether they're watching Fox News or CNN, they're just as bad. Fox News is more careful to dress up their lies to appear to be conservative or whatever, fair and balanced, which is all bullshit. Fox News is just as criminal as all the rest of them. They're just more polished. They're gonna win over the people who think they're smarter and more patriotic. But you're just as deceived as the idiots that watch something as stupid as CNN. Those things are so criminal and so corrupt of any integrity, you can't watch more than 2 minutes of it without wanting to throw up. They're totally ridiculous. Whereas, again, Fox News does it a little bit more gently with a little bit more polish. It still lies and deception, just like when the White House parades all those morons out there in front of the camera and they spoon feed you their line of bullshit and you buy it. Now, here's the interesting part. Yahweh sent me on that mission in the early part of February. And while I was away, all this nonsense started. So while it was developing, I was away from home. I think he wanted me to learn something from that. First of all, my safety and my value aren't in any of my possessions, not even the equipment to do this program, because I forgot all of my stuff. In my hurry to leave with my brother and get on the road, I walked out and left everything behind. So needless to say, I had none of the things that I usually rely on with me. And yet, I was able to put out at least a couple programs and try to follow things on borrowed equipment so I could check Yahoo and different things like that. But what it taught me was he's with me no matter where I go and whether I have all my stuff or not. Interesting. So I watched this thing develop, and I'll have to admit, there was some consternation on my part. There were times I thought maybe I better rent a car and drive all the way back to Florida or get trapped and all that. But then the Holy Spirit dealt with me and told me to finish the job. You set out on a mission for your family. You finish the job. And he put that conviction in my heart, and I praise Yahweh for that. He gave me the comfort to know that it was okay to finish what I started out. And praise Yahweh, his hand was on everything that happened over the last 2 months, amazingly. And I give him all the glory. And here was the interesting part. When we finally got everything done and we're all headed in a single car with a trailer, bringing some stuff back to Florida, so the whole way we're wondering, what are we going to run into? Well, it was almost like Yahweh parted the Red Sea. The highways were much easier to travel than normal. Most of the low IQ Cretans were sitting in their homes quaking in fear instead of out harassing us on the highway. So it was actually quite pleasant. There were quite a few cars on the road, but it was regular American people, people that have an IQ above room temperature. And they tend to be better drivers and more courteous. So the people we saw on the road were smiling and nobody was panicking. I didn't see a whole lot of masks. I didn't see anybody using gloves going across all the way from Virginia all the way down to Florida. Truckers, there's a ton of truckers out there. Last time I checked, they're still driven by people. Okay, they're not robots, so there's people. They're able to get out and drive those trucks everywhere, and they're not falling over dead. And here was the interesting thing. We get down to Florida, the infamous checkpoint on I-95. Infamous checkpoint. So we had read the stories in the media about the five-hour delay, making sure they went through, did this, did that, and I'm thinking, man, that's monstrous. So we decided, well, we're all believers here, so we're just going to trust the Father. We're just going to barrel straight through. So we get up and we see a whole gathering of police cars, which, again, is for the show. It's for the camera. So anybody coming by or looking from above, they see all these cop cars with their lights flashing and all. This must be a big deal. And we get up closer and closer to the front, and we notice that all the trucks are told to go in the left lane, which means they're going to go barreling right through. They're not going to be checked. There's nothing done to them whatsoever. That's your first clue that you're being lied to, okay? Because bugs, and nobody needs to worry about this damn virus anyway, or any virus, okay? If you're susceptible to being hurt by a virus, you're going to be hurt by lots of viruses. That's the people that die every single year by the tens of thousands from influenza and pneumonia and all that because of old age or COPD or whatever. And bugs don't give a damn about what kind of car you're in. So the very fact that commercial trucks and 18-wheelers are barreling down through this so-called checkpoint, that's your first clue that it's a joke. The second clue is here come the cars and we're in a double lane and I'm noticing that nobody's stopping. They slow down just like you would at a Sun Pass. And they're slowing down, but I don't see anything happening. It's like, why are they even slowing down? And then as you get closer to the front of the line, you look off to your left. And what do I see? I see two black females and one black male sitting in lawn chairs, folding chairs or lawn chairs underneath one of those little pop-up tents like you get at Walmart. And as each car comes rolling by, they're just yelling out, "What state did you come from?" That was it. What state did you come from? And then you just the wheels never stop turning. Car after car, all the cars in front of us, all the cars behind us. And then I read in the paper that supposedly 3,700 people actually had to pull off to the side. Not one single person was turned away. All right, so where's your pandemic, folks? You're being played like fools. I hope you understand that. I knew that I was being played with the media all along. That's why we never stayed in the house. We went out anytime we felt like it. We worked outside. If we wanted to go to the store, we went to the store. If we wanted to go to a neighbor, we went to a neighbor. Didn't wear masks, didn't wear gloves, didn't do any of their bullshit things because I knew it was a farce. But the thing that amazed me was how many people did. Now, there were a lot that did not, but just the number that did, that number couldn't see through the lies and deception when it was so obvious. Here's the point, though. For years and years and years, we've wondered, how is the Antichrist and his children, called Talmudic Jews, and their sycophants amongst our people, the traitors amongst our races, how are they going to pull this off? Because lots of us have been talking about the mark of the beast and all this stuff for many years. And how are they going to do it? And I got to give them credit. They're evil, but I give them credit only because they had enough sense to get a bunch of white guys to develop artificial intelligence for them. They paid them pretty good. But a bunch of white guys went ahead and worked for the Jews in the NSA and the Jews in the FBI and the Jews in the CIA and the Jews in the White House and the Jews in the Congress and the Jews in banking because they couldn't develop this on their own. So they pay our guys and they developed artificial intelligence and they pumped in all the data and the artificial intelligence told them a pandemic. It's your perfect cover. Perfect cover. And then you get all the trusted voices. That's what they call them. These schemers and these devils in shoe leather. They call them the trusted voices. The ones that you have been conditioned to think they're telling you the truth or they're informing you, like the newscasters and sports figures and celebrities and doctors like epidemiologists, etc. All these wise gods, these wise priests of a new religion called science and medicine, they're going to save us. It's a joke. It proves that we worship the beast when we do that. So they create this fake pandemic, which Henry Kissinger told us that they were working on this clear back in 1991. Okay, you have to read between the lines, but that little quote that we talk about, this is exactly what he was talking about. Bringing in a, quote, terror from without, whether it's real or not, and promote it to where they beg us for world government. Isn't that exactly what's happening? Okay, the people cowering in fear. Oh, please, Dr. Fauci and all you brilliant morons. That's an oxymoron, right? Brilliant morons, get it? All you so-called scientists and doctors, please save us. Tell us what's going on. And they're laughing their ass at how stupid people are. They're going off camera and they're getting together and they're going down to the synagogue to raise a glass of wine and say, are these people stupid or what? Especially that little munchkin Fauci, just like the munchkin Bloomberg. These people will believe anything that we tell them. All we have to do is wave a credential in front of their noses or a bunch of dollar bills, like in the stimulus. What kind of stimulus is it to borrow money on your credit card that's already overdrawn and bribe you to shut up, to stay home and put up with this nonsense? Oh my God. I'm astounded at the IQ drop of the white race today. Now, these low IQ invaders, I'm not surprised that they're buying the bullshit. Because they're used to that kind of nonsense. They have dictators and oligarchs that lord over them. They're more used to that. But white men were born from the time of Adam on with the spirit of Yahweh within them, where we want freedom. We like adventure. Or as Thomas Jefferson said, I prefer dangerous freedom, dangerous liberty to safe slavery, comfortable slavery. A white man would rather fight. A white man would rather die than live as a slave. A real white man. We have a lot of cucks and soy boys amongst the white race, but that's because of the violation of God's law in our eugenics. We've bred out many of the real men to where the men, well, I should say the males that are left aren't much of men. So the whole time I was away, it was fun to go out when everybody else was staying inside. I'd go walking, I'd go outside, work outside, I'd talk to people. I got within 6 feet of everybody I met. I didn't care. They said, aren't you worried? I said, no. Why should I be worried? Well, what about the virus? I said, what about the virus? Well, you might get it. I said, yeah, and a meteor might fall on my head, or a truck might run me over, or a neighbor could get angry and come over and shoot me. There's lots of things that could happen, but I'm not going to live in fear. Why are you afraid? There's lots of viruses and bugs. By the way, there's some very prominent doctors who, if you take the time to listen to what they're saying, will tell you a virus doesn't do anything anyway. Much like cancer in the body, a tumor is a natural defense of the body. Because of what the cells are doing, the tumor is the body's way to separate the cancerous cells from the healthy cells. And what does our medical profession do? They cut the tumor open and release the toxins, the cancerous material to the rest of the body. That's why so many people, after surgery to, quote, remove the tumor, many times they die later because it now metastasizes, I think that's how you pronounce it, metastasizes throughout the body because it went and cut the tumor, the sac that the body had formed around the dangerous portion that was cancerous. You see, everything's upside down, folks. So that's why many of my associates and family and whatnot, they're afraid of this and afraid of that, and they keep asking me, well, why don't you get a yearly physical? I said, why would I get a physical? I feel great. And besides that, if I wanted a physical, I'd go find a naturopath to be checked out. I sure as hell wouldn't go to a doctor or to a hospital or to a clinic. Why would I do that? Well, don't you want health insurance? No. Because health insurance assumes that I'm going to use the, quote, approved medical people, the witch doctors. Well, they're all in bed together. I don't want that. I've got family that has admitted to me lately that major decisions were made within the family because of how insurance works. In other words, they wanted to go natural, they wanted to try natural, but because insurance wouldn't pay for it, they went ahead with the medical procedures, and now they regret it. Because they didn't fix the problem, they exacerbated the problem. It's too late. I just lost my baby sister in June to that kind of thing. Last June. My little sister. Bless her heart. To watch what happened to her at the hands of these bastards, it was like reliving what happened to my mother. Almost exactly the same. Thank you, Angel. Metastasized. Okay, metastasized. That's it. Oh, my God. Excuse me. I'm getting a little choked up here. when I think about what happened to two of the women on this earth that I loved the most, my mother and my sister, I get emotional, but I also get very angry. It's part of the reason I do what I do. My mother passed away back in 1998, so just before I started broadcasting. I give her the credit for pushing me over the edge to do what I'm doing. There were some other things too, but my mom and what happened to her had a lot to do with why I said, to hell with it, I'm going to go on the air and I'm going to give voice to every person that has a story. And that was the intention of By Yahweh's Design in 1999 when we started. And I only had one prerequisite for any guest I had on, and it was that they tell the truth. I said, our people can tune in to almost any network and hear lies. If you come on my show, you better tell the truth. And so I was honored to have some really, really wonderful guests over the years. I keep thinking of Willie Martin down in Texas. He's passed over, and Fearless Jim Floyd in Coleman, Alabama. He was a wonderful guest. I believe he's on the other side now, too. Wonderful men and women who had the guts to tell the truth, but they had no platform. So By Yahweh's Design gave them the platform to tell the world if they would pay attention. The sad part was the few people that responded to hearing these stories. They wanted to go with the mainstream, you see. To their chagrin, often, just like with the advice I've given family about the medical field versus the naturopathic field, to their chagrin, they ignored what I said. Remember the saying in the Bible, a prophet is never accepted in his own hometown? I've lived it. I've been living it for a long time. I'm not trying to blow my own horn here, but I'm just saying all the scriptures are true, especially that one. When you try to tell the people you love about our Father in heaven and the natural order, that you're basically scoffed and mocked until it's too late. Even then, they don't want to admit it many times, but you can read between the lines and things that they say that they realize that if they had paid attention and listened, they could have avoided a tremendous amount of heartache. And that's why we're here talking to you. When we do, it's not trying to tell you how to run your life. I don't really care how you run your life. It's your business, not mine. Our Father in heaven gave you life and he gave you free will. Why would I want to be any different? I don't do what I'm doing to try to convince you or to dictate to you. I'm simply telling you the truth as I know it. I'm simply conveying what my eyes and ears perceive and what my brain can deduce. And I'm sharing it with you, and also life's experience. Everything I've learned in the natural world, I tried it on myself first. Okay? I didn't present it to the audience without trying it myself first. So when I talk about intermittent fasting and the fact that it works, it's because that's what I do. I live it. I've been doing it for years. When I talk about the food laws and implementing the food laws, I did it almost 40 years ago now. I started not eating the unclean foods. I thought by doing that, people would say, well, Dan, would you tell me what you're doing, because you don't seem to be bothered with a lot of the things that are bothering everybody else. But they didn't. In fact, very few people have ever said, Dan, what do you attribute to why you look younger than your age, or why you're able to still go out and like we did the past 2 months? My brother and I, we were lifting heavy objects, moving things, painting, sanding, building, nonstop, day after day after day. Oh, I admit, there were nights that I took a mighty hot shower. I was pretty sore, but I was able to do it. And I'll be 67 years old here pretty soon. So, again, I share the information because I care. I don't want to see people suffer. I don't want them to suffer like my mother did. I don't want them to suffer like my sister did. I don't want them to suffer like many of my friends and my cousins have suffered because of the ignorance in this world today. You see, folks, people tend to think the world is complicated and that we need people with PhD or head of some department or some prestigious college or whatever. We need these people to tell us when, in fact, the world is actually pretty damn simple. And these people most of the time are deceiving you because there's people with a large stack of bills called money that are paying them to say what they say. Okay? Did you know that many of these charities and foundations like the Cancer Society and all, when they get people working on a cancer cure, they give them money that there's a stipulation that they won't find a cure? I got that straight from a doctor that was doing it in Massachusetts. They don't want to find a cure. There's too much money being made. Okay? So like I said, you can be staying in your house if you want to. Many of the people that I listen to, their channels and all, are calling for civil disobedience. Personally, I favor that. We've talked about that many times on this show. I think we have the moral high ground at this time more than we've ever had, because these people are killing people. These people are shutting down your economy. I've got a son that tonight might be his last night because the factory is shutting down. I have another son that lives near him that his hours have been cut back so bad he's looking for a second job. He may have to find a third job. And my daughter, her hours have been cut back. Same thing, probably going to have to find a second job. They can barely live. So it's affecting lots of people. It's criminal. What they're doing right now is criminal. Just like the doctor in St. Louis, Missouri, said in his video that he made, that he's mad as hell that the people that put that information out about a one-day-old baby dying from coronavirus was a lie. It was a premature baby. It had not even developed its sex organs yet. It was so premature. It didn't die of corona. But the paper, the headline, said a baby died from coronavirus. And there was another child that died from it, and the parents came out and denounced the paper for putting it out there and said, our baby didn't die from coronavirus. It was some heart failure or something. They said that's criminal. It is criminal, folks. But your criminal government, all governments, by the way, are criminal. And thank God people are starting to wake up to that. We don't need large central government. Go look at Spain just a few years ago. Spain had their central government went out of business for over a year. They were fine. In fact, a lot of Spaniards will tell you life got pretty good with those bastards not being paid and not raining all of their idiotic regulations and taxes on us. We don't need government. Government needs us, though, and they need us compliant. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Bill Gates and his billions of dollars is behind this fake, phony pandemic because Bill Gates wants every one of you tagged. He wants every one of you vaccinated with the poison, and he wants every one of you chipped. That doesn't sound like the mark of the beast. I don't know what does. Okay, these people don't care about life. Oh, look at that governor of New York and even Cuomo. They're all in favor of murdering babies. But they're going to tell you that they want to shut everything down because they're so concerned over our safety, but they don't care about the fact that babies being murdered in their mother's womb is the greatest death, the highest rate of death on earth today is abortion. Okay? It's abortion, not a virus. Abortion. By magnitudes greater. But that's okay. Governor Northam in Virginia, he's a Bolshevik. Talmudic Bolshevik, he cares so much about people, but he celebrates abortion rights. What do you call that, folks? It's called hypocrisy. And the Arian Christ told you that a sign of the Pharisees was what? Hypocrisy. What is a leavening? It says the leaven of the Pharisees. What's the leavening process do? Changes a thing or a process very slowly, almost imperceptibly, over a long period of time. That's exactly how the Jew works. The world's waking up to these nefarious Jews, by the way, because you're going to find Bill Gates, Talmudist, whether he admits it or not, he's Talmudic, he's satanic, Soros, Talmudic Jew, Bloomberg, Talmudic Jew, Northam, Talmudic, Pelosi, Talmudic, Schumer, Talmudic, Boxer, Talmudic, Feinstein, Talmudic. Now Trump has his Talmudic daughter married to a Mossad agent. You think this is all by accident, folks? The world's waking up to the fact that, just as the Bible says, the son of perdition will be identified at the end of the age. Guess who's being identified right now? The sons of perdition. If you understood the Greek language, you'd understand what that's telling you a little better. Everybody thinks it's talking about the Antichrist. It's talking about the whole lot of them, working in unison like a singular body, an Antichrist. A singular body. Just like we're supposed to be the many-membered body of Christ, the anointed of Yahweh. Each of us is a cell within his body. When we act together to do good, it's as if he was here doing it himself. Well, Satan's kids do the same thing. They act in unison like a singular body, committing these evil deeds. But they have control over the images of the beast. Images controlled of is possessive. Images controlled by the beast system. 90% of everything you see on that flat screen, whether it's a tablet, a phone, or a television, is controlled by six corporations, and all six of them are Talmudic Jews at the top. CNN, you've seen the meme for CNN, the top three layers, the whole layers, top three layers of management at the Communist News Network are all Talmudic Jews. You think that's a coincidence, people? How in the hell do you pronounce that? Flatsomatsimus? It says here, may the ignorant amongst our people wake up and be counted. Amen. This is the time of testing, folks. You need to understand that. And it's not a time for fear. First of all, if you're afraid of dying, you're not a believer. If you're afraid of imprisonment, you're not a believer. If you're afraid of harassment or being called names, you're not a believer. So if you're living from a point of fear, you're not a believer. It can't be. It's an oxymoron. A believer knows he's here for a short time. It doesn't matter how long you're here, because where you're going is where your destiny is. Not here. It was never here. From the moment you're born, your destiny is the same. This physical body, anyway, that you're inside, your spirit riding inside this body, it's eternal. The only one that can take away that part of you is the Creator Himself that put it in there. You know, a good argument or a good discussion to get into with people is, how did we evolve a spirit? That's always a really good conversation starter. Okay, think about it. Okay, you can even though it's totally ludicrous, the whole evolutionary thing, but even these people who try to justify what the hell's his name now? I can't think of it. Darwin. Charles Darwin and his goofy theories of evolution. Even the people that try to somehow say that there's some credence to that, when you ask them about the spirit, their whole platform disappears because it's impossible. Literally impossible to evolve a spirit. Can't do it. You can't do it. And no rational person walking this earth can deny that we're spiritual people. You cannot deny that. Deep inside, every single person knows that that whole thing about evolution is a lie. Just like every person that I've talked to, even the ones with masks on and wearing gloves, admit that something doesn't seem right. They're doing it because they're afraid, you know, they've been told, but they all admit that, yeah, something doesn't seem right. The numbers don't add up. Just the fact that it's night after night after night after night, endless propaganda. For what? For what? It doesn't take much to shoot holes in their whole goofy argument. But people want to, I don't know. I don't know if it's people like the limelight or they just want to be part of the crowd. Flats of Maximus says here, my mom still believes that Yahshua is a Jew. Ugh. Amen to that. And it's sad. It's sad people buy into that. Because it really, you don't even have to do a whole lot of word study, which today is easy as pie with things like Blue Letter Bible or eSword or any of the other online Bibles that have the lexicons and the concordances built into them. It's pretty damn easy to do word studies, and it's pretty damn easy to figure out that Christ was not a Jew. There's no way was he a Jew. He condemned the Jews. First of all, and even Christ himself said, can the devil resist the devil? Can the devil fight the devil? No, of course not. A house divided will fall, so the devil's not going to fight his own self. So why would Christ denounce a people and call them devils, liars, thieves, and murderers, snakes and vipers, when he himself was one of them? I mean, that doesn't even make sense. Of course he wasn't one of them. He was an Arian. He was us. He was an Arian Christ. Christ meaning, of course, Christos, means anointed. Yahshua, the anointed, or Joshua. Joshua is actually the only English word that transliterates from his name. Not Jesus. Yahshua and Joshua. Okay? So we're off the mark on so many things, it's just pretty pathetic. Pretty pathetic. So again, I just wanted to jump on tonight to share some of the things I saw while we were traveling, and the fact that we did see an awful lot of people that are not falling for this. They're going about business. They're living their life. And yeah, the media, both the left and the right, the media is putting out there where cops are giving somebody a hard time or whatever. But a lot of that is to create the fear. They want you to sit at home because you're afraid then that you might be accosted or arrested or fined or whatever. When really, that should give you more impetus to want to say, screw you, big brother. Yeah, you can do that. You can harass me if you want, but I'm not going to live in fear, and I'm a free man upon the earth. Nowhere did I give the government permission to be in charge of my health. Not in the Constitution, not in the Bill of Rights, not in the Declaration of Independence, not in historical documents, and not biblically. You don't have authority over my health. So every single thing that the government's involved in that has to do with health is illegitimate. They don't have any authority. And as I said, the world is starting to wake up to the fact the greatest mass murderers. Now, these same people that want you to be scared to death over a, quote, virus, which is totally ridiculous, these same people have no problem creating laws that murdered, in the first 3 months of this year alone, murdered over 9 million babies worldwide. 9 million babies in 3 months. But you're supposed to be worried about a few old people succumbing to pneumonia or whatever because of a flu bug that they have classified as a coronavirus. They're finding out who the stupid people are amongst the people walking this earth today. That's what they're doing. And they're hoping to get enough low IQ people to turn on the rest of us because they don't have the means to conquer us. They don't. Armed white men are the largest army on earth. And that's the army they're afraid of. They're not afraid of words. They're not afraid of Bibles. They're not afraid of churches. They're not afraid of YouTubers. What they're afraid of is an army of pissed off white guys with guns looking for them. That's what they're afraid of. So they don't have the ability to stop us. Oh, they can take a few of us out, yeah, but they can't stop us. That's why they must keep the deception going. They must keep the fear porn going. They must get the Jews in Hollywood to make as many films portraying Big Brother as being invincible. They must. Think about this, folks. If that weren't so, then why spend all the time and money with the propaganda? Why would Satan's kids spend so much of their time and money laboring over keeping you deceived if they already had the power to do it? Remember the story of Job in the Bible. Is Satan allowed to overcome you? Is he allowed to destroy you? No, he's not. He is allowed to deceive you. Our Creator did not give these people any authority over us. And He sure as hell didn't give them any authority to kill us. But he can get us to kill ourselves through deception. That's what's going on right now. They want this army of low IQ atheists who have no faith in the living God to run around scared and look at you and me as if we're the problem. And they're hoping that they will try to take us out because they can't do it. And another thing that people are waking up to is the fact that these Bolsheviks like Bill Gates and George Soros and Rothschild and Rockefellers and all the rest of these creatures, a lot of the world is actually taking some time right now to read about what the Bolsheviks did to our Russian cousins when they took over Russia a little over 100 years ago. They're reading about the fact that they murdered many of the people that helped them come to power because they couldn't trust them. They're reading about the torture and the murder of innocent people, men, women, and children, by the millions, by these Bolsheviks. They have no regard for life. And they get a sexual satisfaction over torture and painful death. Read the stories of what the Bolsheviks, including the women, by the way, that the Bolsheviks did to the white Christian men, women, and children of Russia and the Ukraine. Go read the stories of what these magnanimous pieces of shit like Cuomo and Bloomberg and de Blasio and the rest of these miscreants. Read what they do when they get full power. You think this little show that's going on now is bad? Wait till you see what they do when they have total power. Like I said, what they fear more than anything else is white men with guns and righteous indignation. When we wake up to what they have done to us and are planning to do to us, and they lose their fear that the mind-numbing propaganda is actually not working anymore. In fact, the mind-numbing propaganda is actually waking more people up. I'm hearing from many of my friends, lifelong friends, and family even, that within the last couple of weeks have become wide awake. And actually, they shocked me at just how awake they're becoming and angry that they are of what's going on. So, if these people that I personally know can wake up, anybody can wake up. And we should pray for them. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for Yahweh to enter their lives. They need our Father and His saving grace anyway. We should all live under the theocracy of our Heavenly Father. Man is no one to be given authority over other men. If you think about it, how was the biblical law of Moses and the Israelites of his time, how did they govern themselves at the family level, at the community level, not at the county or the state or the federal level? They don't have any authority over us, folks, only what you give them. They've become a Leviathan, a beast, roaming for things to devour. That's what governments are, beasts, ravenous beasts, always looking for new prey, more taxes, more regulation, more banking, more theft, more imprisonment, more burdens upon the people. Now, we don't have to worry about bugs and germs. We need to worry about men and women who think they can lord over us and can be gods over us. Take a look at all these people in government that are behind all of these lies and deceptions and the dystopia that they're trying to push on us, and see how many of them are serpents, like the governor in Michigan, the governor of New York, the mayor of New York City, on and on and on. It's always the same reptiles, the same vipers that the Arian Christ warned us about. The good news is that we have approached the period of time that Yeshua was telling us about, and the prophets, where the anointed of Yahweh this time is coming with a sword. He's coming on a charger for war this time. So these creatures were given a time to lord over mankind, to be abusive, murderers and thieves. The time of Jacob's trouble. But Jacob, from the way I'm seeing it, has been punished enough. There's been enough babies murdered, enough men die on battlefields needlessly, enough people at the hands of violent criminals who are not dealt with the way they should be. I think our Father has seen enough. And for the sake of his remnant, he's going to put an end to this nonsense. The question is, folks, are you part of his remnant or not? And don't worry about family and friends, whether they're going to make it. I've told people, you can't worry about them. They've made their decision. If they don't want the Christ to rule over them, what does it say in the book, in Luke? Luke 19, verse 27. Bring those that would not that I rule over them before me and slay them. Everybody's worried about the Antichrist and what these morons like Gates want to do, but you're missing the whole point of what Christ told us 2,000 years ago. If you're not going to allow him to be the king of your life, you don't deserve him. He created you, folks. He created you. And he's just simply asking that you give him the respect as his, as your creator that he deserves. It's not like he's like these misfits like Bloomberg and the rest. He's not like that. He loves you. He wants good things for you, but you have turned your back on him. As we're ending the Passover period, remember the history of our people and what the Passover was all about. In fact, it reminded me that while we traveled, it was as if the death angel passed over us. It was like he parted the waters for our travels. You have the greatest source of power and saving known to man at your disposal. And most of you aren't taking advantage of it. He's knocking at the door. How many are opening it and letting him in? Maximus says here, she attends a Lutheran church. Why wouldn't the church named after Martin Luther that woke up to the truth about the children of Lucifer discuss his final booklet? That's the question I've been asking for years. The Lutheran Church is named after Martin Luther, and he wrote a book called The Jews and Their Lies. He knew, but the church named after him doesn't know. Talk about irony. What's with the time on this chart? Is this based in Greenland or something? I'm not even sure what that's all about. I don't know what chart anybody's talking about. I don't see a chart. So anyway, I'll keep it short tonight because, like I said, tomorrow night I plan on coming back on at 7:30, not 8 o'clock, 7:30, to do another update, see what happens tomorrow. Things are happening so fast and changing so often now, I kind of felt like I should. So I might continue with a Monday, Wednesday, Friday type of thing starting next week. And then Sunday will be more towards scripture and kind of a summation of the week, if I can. But Monday, Wednesday, and Friday may be the main days, especially for stuff relating to the New World Order, the Antichrist rising, and trying to force us into a situation economically where we will take the mark, which is the dot, the micro dot, that will track you that Bill Gates wants. And the rest of his lizard people, these reptiles called Jews that walk amongst us. Just look at them sometime. Take a good look at Bill Gates and the rest of these clowns. Take a good look at the facial features in their eyes. Do you see healthy Aryan-type people? Or do you see lizards? I see lizards. I see aliens that aren't even of our kind. They're monsters, folks. Ugly, decrepit, hideous, heinous monsters. That's what they are. And why in the hell would anybody give them authority? Why would anybody want to obey anything that they say? And Washington, D.C. and your state capitals full of these monsters. Got to wake up, folks. This is war, and they mean to kill you, control you, and kill you if necessary. And if you don't think that's true, shame on you. Shame on you. So, brothers and sisters, we should be looking to stay together, network together as best we can. Some people are talking about breakaway societies as they try to manipulate us through this economic situation and keeping us out of stores and different things like that. There's people talking about, well, why don't we form our own societies? Why don't we form our own currency like Ithaca, New York did a long time ago? We can do that. Anywhere Aryan people get together and they are of a singular mindset, you can do that. We don't need their system. In fact, we'd be much better off without it. I personally hope every one of these major stores, sports, professional athletes, entertainers, I personally hope they all go bankrupt. I think that would be grand. Let this whole Babylonian system go up in flames. Because we don't need it. Maybe then people of good conscience will start working together and we'll build a better system. One without the Talmudic Bolsheviks amongst us. They need to go. They need to be exiled away from all of our lands. And according to the prophet Obadiah, Yahweh plans on taking them out. It's either going to happen or the prophet lied to us because the prophet said that's what's going to happen. So did Malachi and so did Ezekiel. So three prophets say that Edom Esau, which is the Talmudic Jew, will be eliminated at some point. So that's the only way this world can come back to normalcy. The forests and our water and our air come back and be pure again. Because as long as they're around, they're going to pollute it. That's what they do. It's in their DNA. They can't help it. Excuse me. Oh, okay. Maximus says here, I'm glad you're on. Another broadcaster is not addressing the current situation very much. Well, I just want people to stop being afraid. Okay, don't. If you have a health problem, you should always be concerned. Okay, if you've got COPD or asthma, my daughter has asthma. Does she have to take precautions? Yeah. She can't go see her mother very often because my ex-wife has cats. She can't breathe when she goes to visit. Well, obviously, she isolates away from my ex-wife because she has cats. Doesn't mean you shut the world down because of it or that somebody can't go over there that's not allergic to cats. See what I mean, folks? But just because your flat screens and your manipulators have caused you to be in a state of fear, you're allowing them to do all kinds of ungodly things. It's ridiculous. Civil disobedience. That's where we're at. And it was interesting, the young doctor, let me throw this out there real quick. They're talking about this hydrochloroquine. And it's interesting that the end of that is quin, which is the root of quinine. Okay, quinine's been around forever. It's natural. It comes from the cinchona. I think that's how you pronounce it. Cinchona tree. Quinine. It's natural. It's in tonic. You ever have a vodka and tonic? Tonic water, okay? It's kind of funny. That's one of my brother's favorite drinks, and we shared a Tito's and tonic quite a few evenings to celebrate our day's work. We'd have a glass of Tito's and tonic. And the tonic has quinine, and quinine is what they use to treat malaria, but it's also a very medicinal, natural substance, and it's very effective in any kind of virus attack upon your body. If you watch that young doctor from Missouri and what he says in there, I think he lists somewhere between 20 and 30. He said there was between 20 and 30 medicinal properties to quinine, which again is natural. And you can go online and do the searching to find who has the best quinine in their tonic water and the largest amount of quinine. And there's other things with quinine in it too. So again, very simple, inexpensive, readily available, and it can help you not only with any kind of virus, but all kinds of germs and bad things that could happen to you. And it helps keep the cells of the body, the walls permeable so that bad stuff can be flushed out, good stuff can get in, on and on and on. All very simple, very inexpensive, and you don't need a lot of fear-mongering telling you about all this garbage. So, you know, stop listening to the Antichrist. Just picture Fauci on camera with horns coming out of the side of his head with a red tail, because that's what he is. He's a devil. He's an adversary. He's a liar, just like the woman, Birx, or whatever her name is. Same thing, picture with little horns and little beady, dark beady eyes of a Bolshevik Satanist doing the work of the pharmaceutical industry. Okay, they're all in bed on this, folks. I hate to tell you, we're on our own, okay? There is no white knights going to come to the rescue. They're all in on it. If they don't turn this thing around and start arresting some of these cretins and putting them in prison and executing some of them, that is for sure a sign that we're completely on our own. And by on our own, I mean you and I as brothers and sisters and our Heavenly Father. Okay, that's all we really truly need anyway. We don't need an army of so-called white hats or Trump or anybody. No, we don't. You and me working as brothers and sisters in faith, following the lead of the Holy Spirit. That's all we need. So think about that. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with us some of our brothers and sisters here. We know many will listen later to the download. And we just hope by your spirit that it will go out and comfort our people and let them know that we're on the right path. As everybody else is losing their minds and their businesses and everything else because they're following idols and worshiping man instead of you, well, that's what you said would happen to people that do that. But we also know that you said that you would not allow this to happen to those who love you. And let me stop here for a minute, and I think the Father wouldn't be okay with this. Let me read Psalm 91 real quick before we end the prayer. Psalm 91 is the soldier's psalm. Psalm 91 is very pertinent to what's going on today. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, He is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim God, in whom I trust. That's you and me, folks. That's what we should be saying every day. He's our refuge and fortress. For He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, the snare of the Fauci, the snare of the Burks, the snare of the CDC, the snare of the pharmaceutical companies, the snare of Bill Gates, and from the deadly pestilence, the real ones, not the fake ones. He will cover you with His feathers. Under His wings you will take refuge. Hallelujah. His faithfulness is your shield and rampart. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Weapons, military weapons, arrows that fly by day, terror by night, KGB, Cheka, secret police, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. Yeah, that's thousands of people falling all around you. But it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Just remember that, folks. This calamity you see is falling upon the wicked. Oh, it might impact your life. It sure as hell does. If you walk by a big bonfire, you're going to feel the sparks and the heat coming off of it. It's going to affect you. It's not going to overcome you. It's going to burn up the wicked, not the righteous. Because you have made Yahweh your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place. Dwelling place, folks. That means you spend a lot of time there. That's your safety. That's your comfort zone. No evil shall happen to you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Can you say hallelujah? For He will put His angels, His messengers, in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. They, meaning His messengers, will bear you up in their hands so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent underfoot. Because He has set His love on me, this is Yahweh speaking, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. Now let me ask you a question. Do you think that's in reference to the ending of verse 14? I will set him on high because he has known my name. He will call on me by name and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will satisfy him with long life and show him my salvation. Not Donald Trump's, not white hats, not a virus, not a vaccine, not a chip in your body, not the medical mafia, not a hospital, not a doctor, not an immunologist, not a virologist. Yahweh will be your Savior. But again, if you obey, if you listen to the messengers he's sending to you, just like the old hymn said, trust and obey. I'm going to tell you something flat out, folks, because of the time we're in. I've been pretty patient. But if you continue to put the poisons of the medical mafia into your body, you're not going to make it. If you allow them to inject you, you're not going to make it. If you take the mark, you're not going to make it. I'm sorry, but you're not. My personal opinion is that the beast is not going to have the power to force any of us to do this. He's going to make life rough on you. He's going to say you're not allowed to work in his system, go to his stores. That doesn't mean you're going to starve. Doesn't mean you're not going to be able to live. You just can't live in the Babylonian system. Personally, I don't want to exist in the Babylonian system. I would much rather go back to basics. I would much rather live out into the countryside, the flyover country on a nice big cattle farm or a ranch or a sheep ranch and grow my own food and work with my neighbors and build things and look out for each other and stop being trapped in this Babylonian system. I don't see that as a bad thing. I've been telling friends and family about the natural health things that I've learned for 30 years, for a long time, pretty much ignored. It's painful to watch what happens to the people you care about when they ignore sound advice. It's painful. It's painful. And that's why, because of where we're at, I'm going to be very, very explicit with you right now. If you don't pay heed to the common sense things about your body and the natural ways that Yahweh put here for you, you're going to be condemned. I just hope you understand that. If my patience is running out, I have a feeling so is his. The answers are right in front of your face. They're not hard to find. They're truthful. They're beautiful. They work. They promote good health. They don't have bad side effects. Why in the hell would you choose the pharmaceutical medical mafia way? I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. Continuing, Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for the technology that allows us to reach out to our brothers and sisters everywhere. We thank you for the hearts that are melting, the circumcision of the heart, not the body. The people that are seeing through this, they're reaching out to you. I've met them. I've talked with them. They now realize that the ways of man lead to death. And as our founding father said, you will either be ruled by the God of heaven and earth, or by tyrants. That's your only choice. Father, we ask forgiveness for those of us that stumble in our daily walk, for those of us that don't always do the things you want us to do. We ask that you would fill us up with a spirit of boldness and courage, and give us good discernment, and give us that spark that wants us to turn this thing around, to talk to our neighbors and to tell people about you, to tell them about the truth of what's going on. The spark of civil disobedience to tyrants. I personally pray, Father, that you'd put the spark in our soldiers, in the warriors of Yahweh. The spark of righteous indignation of what these wicked people are doing, to where they want to rise up and strike them down. As Obadiah says, we shall do when we turn to you and we become a flame and a fire. May that day be soon, Father. May your return be soon. May you sit upon the throne and rule over us, please. Enough of this idea that man can rule over man. We're not fit. Never have been. We don't deserve it. Walk with us, Father, and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.